Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody. How are things going for you guys? Welcome. This is Ken, the Passionate Entrepreneur. Thank you for listening in. We're going to have some fun. We're going to really have some fun. Now, this is Ken, the Passionate Entrepreneur. I'm your Chief Profitability Officer. Again, thank you for listening in. We're going to show you how to maximize your profits and business opportunities. We're going to teach you the best practices for profitability and share with you some new ideas and strategies to take your business to the next level. Okay, so you're in business. You've got a website. So what? There are millions, probably billions of entrepreneurs out there that have a business and have a website just like you. So how do you differentiate yourself from the competition? Okay, so what is the difference between having a website and a web presence? What are the steps in improving your website? How do you design a better website? What can you do to encourage people to come to your website, not your competition? Search engine optimization, what is that? We want you to listen, learn, and enjoy. We have as our guest on the program today, I think you're going to enjoy him, Mike Silverman. Mike Silverman is Managing Director of Silver Web Solutions based in Atlanta, Georgia. Silver Web Solutions is a business providing creative services such as affordable and professional logo design, web design, monthly website maintenance, search engine optimization, and internet marketing services. Mike, how are you doing? Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Ken. Great to be here.
Okay, you're going to dazzle us with your expertise, your passion, your enthusiasm. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is my passion. I pretty much eat, sleep, breathe, drink the internet. I don't know why, but my brain is wired to do that, and I'm following my passion and got into web design back in 1995, almost at its infancy. So I've been at this 13 years now. So this is my passion, and I appreciate you inviting me on your show.
It's taken so long to get you on the show. Why take so long? An hour. I've been trying to get this. Come on, Mike, you need to be on the program. But I'm really happy that you're here.
Great, so, thank you.
So you got this. You got a business, and does everybody really need a website? Come on.
Well, yeah, everyone needs a website. Same reason why everybody needs an accountant, and everyone needs a business coach.
Now everybody needs me as a business coach.
There you go. But you need a website to succeed in business. The future success of all businesses, whether you're a small business or a large business, is to be found online. So let me ask you, can you think of one successful business or entrepreneur that does not have a website?
It seems like everybody's got a website nowadays, but do they have the best website? That's the key.
Yeah, but I guess the point I'm bringing up is I can't think of one successful business now in 2008 that does not have a website. So if any of your listeners are hearing this and can think of someone that or a business that is quite successful that does not have a website, can you just email me or email Ken, and we'll give the email addresses out at the end of the show.
Yeah, sometimes they have websites, but not really, really good websites. But let me ask you this question. Now, is it wrong to have more than one website? I've got a few websites. Now, should a business just have one website?
Well, that's actually a trick question. A business, no matter how small, medium, or large they are, should have a web presence.
Mm-hmm. No, web presence. Okay, so I've got a coaching website. I've got the business community, the resource, the tools, website. I've got a blog. I've got a wiki. What if I got a social online business network for entrepreneurs? So I've got multiple websites. So you're talking about is there a difference between web presence and a website?
Well, yeah, the short answer is yes. A website is basically the common thing that you see when you type in www.yourname.com. That is a company's website. But a web presence builds upon that. They have not only their regular website, but they might also have a blog, like you had just mentioned. They might also have a podcast. They might also have their own social media website. Right now, companies are starting to join the whole MySpace revolution and putting their web presence onto MySpace. LinkedIn is another social media website. And also just building your business by sending out press releases and article submissions. All of these things is pretty much is what you would call a web presence. So it's quite important to have a web presence. Most businesses I find, build a website, they throw it up there for people to see, and they just never touch it again. And that's not the proper thing to do. You need to market your website, and you need to market it by building upon these extra things. And that's how we come to it be called a web presence.
So what I hear you saying is what I'm doing is I'm going in the right direction, having a couple of things to build my web presence, having a blog, having a podcast and stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, if for your listeners, look at what Ken is doing. I mean, Ken's got the blog. He's got the podcast. He's got a wiki. I mean, very few of my clients have wikis. I mean, you're doing yourself a great justice by building a web presence.
And actually, Mike, I actually have two wikis.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm not going to go there.
Anyway, I don't think I want to touch that.
Yeah, but some people want to say, I'm in business. I got to run a business. Does it make any sense? Isn't a website just enough? I mean, come on. I mean, I got to capture. I'm really good at what I do. Now I got to do this web presence stuff. What's your response to that?
Well, like I said earlier, for your business to succeed, the short answer is yes. You can't just have a website. You really got to be marketing yourself aggressively, and that involves having a blog, and you're doing a podcast right now. I know you've sent out press releases. I've seen them. Article submissions. I mean, you've got to continuously do this. You've got to work at this weekly, not just monthly, but even weekly. You need to market your business, because that's how people are going to find you, and that's how you're going to get profits.
Okay, so you're saying that if you build a website, they don't necessarily come to you.
They don't necessarily come to you, and we'll talk about search engine optimization probably in just a little bit, and that has a lot to do with the whole process of building a website.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning. What should somebody do even before they even start thinking about building a website? What do they have to do?
Well, okay, there are five things that if you're considering building or starting your own website or having your own website, these are the five things that I would suggest. Number one is competitive intelligence. So what is competitive intelligence? Basically, to give you the Cliff Notes version, you need to go out there and you need to see what your competitors are doing. You need to look at their websites. You need to look at what words are on their website. If you're familiar with looking at the code behind their website, in a browser, you can just go to View Source and look at some of the different keywords that they put up in the meta tags, and look at how their website is built. Look at their navigation. Look at who they're linking to. It's extremely important. For instance, we were at a time before the internet, and you wanted to open up a parlor. I'm from New York, so I called it a pizza parlor. You would want to know if there's another pizza place, pizza company, business on the same street or in the same town. You would gather competitive intelligence. So that's the first thing I would recommend. Number two is branding. I define branding as how your message is perceived to other people, or to turn that around, how people perceive your image or your message. So to give you an example, let's look at Starbucks. Ken, if I ask you, when I mention the word Starbucks, what do you think of?
I think of coffee. I think of the atmosphere and people sitting around being happy.
Yeah, I do too. I think of Starbucks on lots of corners. I think of the smell when you first walk in there. I think of lots of people drinking coffee. Do you have any negative attachments to Starbucks? Unless you had a negative experience at a Starbucks, but
negative. It's just expensive to be there. That's for sure.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe then they need to work on their branding. That's what branding is. So what you want to do as a business owner is you want to make sure that you know what your message is and how you want to be received. Number three is a logo. If you're going to have a website designed, I strongly, strongly recommend that you have a logo designed. And you can either go to a web design company, many of them do logo design, or you can go to a graphic designer and have a logo created for you. And many of these companies will create two or three comps for you. Comp is a short word for composition. And it'll give you an idea of what, you know, just different ideas of things you can pick and choose, and then you would select which comp you would want, and preferably you would pick the best of the three, or as many as you would purchase from that designer, and that would be the logo of your company. And you want the logo to define who you are. So you want to be concerned about the font that's being used, the colors that are being used, the size of different elements within that logo. And when you have that logo, you want to have that logo in vector format. In vector format, what I mean is a format that is scalable. And usually logos, I know I create logos in Adobe Illustrator. Mm-hmm. So, my call waiting just beeped in during an interview. How awkward.
Yeah. Hey, they're probably talking. They listen to the program. They want to get a hold of you right now.
Oh, well, hopefully they'll leave a message. Logo is very important, so make sure that you know what you want to, what you want to say in that logo, and then make sure you get hooked up with a good web design company or a graphic designer.
Okay, so you got
number four, site navigation. Site navigation. You want to make sure that your website is easily navigable. Easy to navigate. So you want to make sure that obviously you'll have a home page. You might have an About Us page. You might say, you know what, I don't want to have two pages. Let's have the About Us information on the home page, and then we won't have as many pages within my website. Because you don't want to have too many pages on a website, because that can confuse the visitor. So site navigation and interaction, how you want your visitors to interact with you when they're on that page. Do you want them to fill out a form? You want to have call to actions on these pages so that they're hit with some sort of call to action, that they either call you or fill out a form or do something, so you can hopefully capture their name or their email address.
Anything else?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you mentioned a fifth.
Yeah, there is five. Number five is to get yourself with a web design company. You want to make sure that they have an SEO department in their company. I find that a lot of web designers say that they're SEO people, but they're really not. SEO is a craft in itself. So you go ahead and get some references, do a lot of background checks on the company that you're going to use for a web designer. But you want to hook up with an SEO company, because SEO, which stands for search engine optimization, is extremely important. It's almost crucial to the success of your website, because it's great to have a pretty website, but what's the point in having a pretty website if you're not going to be found? So those five things again, which I just mentioned: the competitive intelligence, branding, a logo, site navigation, and an SEO firm. These are the five things that I would strongly recommend you start thinking about before you even contact your web design company.
All right. So, Mike, let me be honest with you. I'm a business guy.
Sure.
You got. I'm expected to do all this stuff, the competitive intelligence, branding, logo stuff, and, you know.
Well, I mean, you know what? You can either do it yourself and save yourself a lot of money, or you can hire a firm to do this for you. Some companies do that. So, but what I have a checklist that addresses all of these terms. So if you're really confused as to where to begin and you just need some help getting your thoughts together, go ahead and shoot me an email. You can just send me a blank email if you want to, checklist@silverwebsolutions.com, and I'll go ahead and send it to you.
Okay, so how much does that cost, the checklist?
That's free.
Oh, you give it free. Oh.
Yeah,
free
yeah.
Listeners of
I know this is. I mean, it's a lot to consider before even designing a website. So this checklist basically draws on those five things plus more of things that you really need to consider before you even design your first website, or even if you're going to redesign a website.
Oh, so thank you, Mike. Really appreciate that. A nice special offer for the listeners listening to The Passion Entrepreneur. So I have another question for you. So once the business owner, he gathers all this stuff together, what does a web design company do next?
Okay, well, what we do is we take these responses and we develop what's called information architecture for the client. And basically, within information architecture, I'm concerned with how the navigation and the whole website will flow. I want to make sure that when a visitor comes to a website that they do not get lost. So that's extremely important. I want to know where things are to be placed because there's a certain way that people look at websites. Their eyes go to certain parts of a page. Want to make sure that there are call to actions on every page. Because what's the point in selling a product or a service if you can't get them to contact you? So we want to have call to actions. So something like fill out this form now for a free report, or call us now for 20% off this product. So call to actions are extremely important. Also colors. Colors are very important. That goes back to your branding and your logo. What colors are going to represent your company? Are you a dark company? Do you sell swords and evil items? You probably want a dark black website with interesting looking fonts. Or are you a professional company? You want to use professional colors, professional fonts. And also the interaction. Again, how are you? What do you want to get from the visitor that is visiting your website? Do you want to capture at least the name and an email address? Do you want to know a little bit more about their interests? So things like forms and surveys and stuff. If you want to put on your website, so I collect all this information, and that's all part of the information architecture.
Wow, this is fascinating because I'm listening to what you're saying, and obviously I've got some work to do on my websites. Really. We're talking with Mike Silverman of Silver Web Solutions in Atlanta, Georgia. I've got another question for you. Now, hopefully people are listening and they're taking notes because this is a lot of good information that you're providing for us today. We really appreciate this, Mike. Got a question. How does Silver Web Solutions design a website? How long does it take, by the way?
It depends. When I design a website, basically I first design a comp. A comp, again, is a flattened image. Usually I provide it in a JPEG or a PDF format for the client to review. And I try to persuade the client to purchase two comps because I don't want them to be stuck with one idea. I want to create two different designs where they can just see two totally different ideas. And comps can, if you're asking how long it takes me to design one, it could take upwards of 8 hours to design a comp. And I usually tell a client that I can probably have a comp turned around to them within 5 to 7 business days, just really depending on my schedule and how busy we get here. But I design everything from scratch, and everything is done in Adobe Illustrator and Adobe Flash and Adobe Photoshop, so I should probably be investing my stock with them. I don't use templates, so each and every website that we develop is unique in its own design. No two websites out there will ever be alike, from our company at least. So we don't use templates. Everything is designed from scratch.
Okay, so you're stepping on some toes now. My toes, because I got templates. I'm using templates. So
yeah,
templates.
I know,
so
and you know what? Templates isn't the end of the world. For those people that don't know what a template is, it's basically a pre-designed. I don't even know what synonym to use for template. It's a pre-designed template. It's basically a design that's already been created, and then you would plug in your headings and your pictures and your text onto a pre-designed template. But what I do is I create everything from scratch according to what I think the branding should be for the company. So if you're asking, is it okay to have a template website? Yeah, it's okay to have a template website because what you're saying in your website is really the important thing. But if you want to have a professional-looking website, something that is unique and polished and doesn't look like it was taken from a pre-existing template, then if your budget is in order, I would definitely consider going ahead and purchasing a website that's designed, in Illustrator and Photoshop.
Okay. Yeah, so what I hear you saying is template's a good start, but if you want to be original, then you should probably...
Yeah, they are a good start. And a lot of my clients, I mean, I get a lot of clients that are designing their very first website, and I get a lot of clients that do a lot of redesigns. And the clients that do a lot of redesigns, when I look at their existing website, they have been done in templates. So, a lot of companies and small business owners start their businesses on a small budget. And with the template website, that's definitely the way to go. I mean, because you number one, you want to have clients. Number two, you want to have a website. And I think you'll agree with that. But
you can make that conversion from the template to original. It makes it look really, really good.
Yeah, it makes it look polished. And it reflects back on you. They go, wow, look at this website. I mean, he put a lot of work into it, and this is polished, this is professional. I want to do business with this person or with this company.
Okay, so what's the most important in terms of on a website? What should you do? What are you trying to get out of there? You have a website.
The most important thing on a website should be the benefits of your company. When I go to a lot of websites, I see a lot of companies touting all about themselves. Everything's me, 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 me. Well, that's great. That's great you won that award, and that's great that you did this and you did that. But I want to know what the benefits are for me. I want to know what your company can do for me and how you're going to get me profits for my company. So that's what I feel is the most important thing is benefits.
So it's not about you, it's about them.
And that's not to say you shouldn't have information about yourself. I mean, on my website, I have information about me, but it's also about the benefits of having a website and what I can do for your company.
Okay, so I have another question. So you mentioned having a website is important, and having a professional original website is even better. So what are some of the sections that one should have on a website?
Okay, definitely a homepage. Most likely an About Us page. I know a lot of companies sometimes combine the About Us page and the homepage together onto the homepage. Definitely a Contact Us page. Definitely a testimonials page. You definitely want to have people say good things about your company. And then obviously a page about the products and services that your company offers. And what I suggest is definitely look at your competitors, look at their websites and see what sections they have because you might come up with an idea or two. So go ahead. And that, again, is all part of competitive intelligence.
Yeah, it's very important to have testimonials in there. That's one way to increase your success rate with those prospects or suspects, I call them.
Absolutely.
Got it. Okay, so you design your website. How do you do this? You design it on the website on your own computer stuff, or how does that work?
I design everything on my computer, and then when it is already and to be pushed live, I use a piece of software called an FTP client. FTP stands for File Transfer Protocol. And the software I use is called FTP Voyager. I've been using that piece of software since 1999 or 2000. Very simple, very nicely laid out piece of software.
Yeah, this is really good stuff. Now, you build a website. So I mentioned before, if you build a website, they'll come right, wrong, they don't. So you talked about search engine optimization. How does this figure into this whole web design stuff?
Extremely important. SEO is crucial because, like I said earlier, why build a website if you're not going to be found? There are things that I do onto each of the pages. I optimize things such as your title tag, your hyperlinks, your images, and I do keyword analysis and research. So it's extremely crucial. If anyone out there is listening to this and they are designing a website and they have not contacted an SEO firm,
they're pulling their hair out.
Yeah, think twice, because you're spending money on something that, how are people going to find you? There are things that need to be done to your website that the search engines need to attach itself to get that traffic to your website.
Yeah, and we got less than 5 minutes, and I really want to get some good stuff in. We're talking with Mike Silverman, Silver Web Solutions. So, okay, so you got a website. It's up. It's live. How do you get people to come to your website?
Well, there's lots of ways. Number one, press releases. Just Google free press release websites. Number two, email blast. Go ahead and send an email blast to all of your current clients, even your friends and family. Number three, blog. If you have a blog, great. Blog often. If you don't have a blog, go to a similar website within your industry and comment on their blog. Podcasting, like you're doing right now. If you have your own, great. If you don't have your own podcasting set up, try to get an interview on someone else's podcast. And also, again, search engine optimization, very crucial.
Wow. Okay, so the search engine stuff, how does it work? You know, your website goes live. What's that technology behind that? How do people find you?
Well, there's a lot of things that we do, such as we submit your website address manually, or I don't use submission software because lots of search engines don't like them, but I submit your website address to the top search engines like Google, Yahoo, MSN, ExactSeek, and there's quite a few others. But it's very important that you have certain files up on your server, files such as a robots file, a URL list file, an ROR XML file, a sitemap file, and all of these files need to be submitted to such services as Google Webmaster Tools and Yahoo Site Explorer. So it's very crucial that these things are done, again, because you want to be found.
Okay, so this all sounds kind of confusing.
Yeah, no, it's pretty. Well, I should say it's not pretty easy for the newbie. But we do provide a service. Normally, I just mentioned with all of these different files and submitting the search engines, our company charges $259 for it. But for E3C listeners, I'm going to knock $100 off for your listeners.
Go
if they're interested in that type of service.
You take advantage of that.
Sure.
Okay. So, okay, how do you track all this? How do you know you're really being efficient? And we got about less than 2 minutes, but
Google Analytics. It's probably the best out there, and it is free. It comes with great reports like keyword reports. It comes with mapping reports, top content reports, visitor reports. You can track where people are coming from. I know that I'm getting hits from people in the United States as well as Italy, Switzerland, Germany. It's really good software and it's free.
Man, okay. So, this is really fascinating, Mike. So, you're running this business. Any specials? You mentioned one. What are some other things that you could provide the listeners of E3C, the Passion Entrepreneur?
Well, sure. If you go to silverwebsolutions.com, up in the right-hand corner, I have a newsletter text box. I have a quick tip that I send out on a monthly or bi-monthly basis. Go ahead and type in your email address, hit submit, and I'll put you on that list. Also, there was one other thing that I did offer. If you purchase a website with Silver Web Solutions, with search engine optimization, I'll knock 20% off the price. So I'd like to offer that to your listeners as well.
Okay, well, thank you. Mike Silverman, what's your contact information, by the way? Why don't you, this is really good information. Somebody wants to contact you. How do we reach you?
Hopefully we still have time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mike@silverwebsolutions.com. And you can reach me at the website, www.silverwebsolutions.com.
All right. There you have it. This is Ken, the Passionate Entrepreneur. We've been talking with Mike Silverman, Silver Web Solutions. Hey, this is a great show. That's the show. What have you learned today, and how will you apply it, what you've learned? Specifically, what action steps will you implement to improve your business and increase your profitability? So if you're looking for a second opinion, maximize your business opportunity, learn the best practices for profitability, you can do it right. Contact me, the Passion Entrepreneur, and your Chief Profitability Officer. That's it. Thank you very much for listening in. Check out the website, Smart Advantage Coaching, and the podcast. And thank you very much for listening in. And thank you, Ryan Hunley, for providing the bumper music. Again, this is Ken, the Passionate Entrepreneur, dare to be great, be remarkable, be extraordinary, and definitely stay profitable. Take care. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Ken.